forward, but there's more little children that can sit where you're at and listen. Think of how John in 1 John 2 opens his address there to the church in general with the words, "My little children." And that would be John speaking to us today. So the youngest of us can come forward and the rest of us listen.
Good to see you guys this beautiful Sabbath morning. Do you guys know what time of year it is? It is, but there's something else that's going on this time of year. Something that happens this time of year. Have any idea? Springtime. And big people get excited and they get anxious because they want to grow things. So today I thought I would tell you a story about Albert's growing project. Now, Albert was about 3.5 years old when he first went to school, and he was a very shy little boy. But that was okay, because the class that he went into, all the children were very close, and they liked to do everything together and include everybody. And Albert's teacher loved her students, and she loved to teach them about God and about the world that God made. And so one day at science time, she said to her students, "We are going to do a growing project. We are going to do a bean book." And do you know what the students, they got as excited as the big people get in springtime, because do you guys like to grow things?
Yes.
It's fun to see them grow, isn't it? So the teacher got some newspaper out, because soil could be kind of messy. And she got out some soil. And she got out some jars. Now, why jars instead of plastic pots?
Because the jars will keep the soil in. And because when they grow, they start out tiny, and then when they get bigger, you transfer them into bigger pots.
Can you see through that?
Yeah.
That's why. Because you could see the seeds growing from the bottom of the seed where the roots grow, and you could see the plant growing out the top. She got out a spray bottle because it's a gentle way to water the flowers without drowning them and removing the soil. And she got out the bean seeds. And so she had each student take a jar, and they filled it with soil, like that. And they took their little fingers, and they poked some little holes in there to make a resting place for the beans. And they covered it up with soil, and they sprayed it gently so that the soil didn't wash off the seeds. And then they put their beans in the windowsill where it was sunny and beautiful to rest and sleep and grow. And every day, they would look at their beans. But do you know what else the teacher gave them? She gave them a book that was something like this. It says, what, Josie?
My bean book.
And it has a place for their name at the bottom. And inside is a bunch of blank pages so that every day when they looked at their bean plant, they could draw what the changes were, what it looked like. Well, days went by, and it took a few days of waiting and watching before finally the little bit of bean plant started poking out of the soil. And then the leaves came out and the roots came down, and they watched and they grew and they watched and they grew. But one day Albert came into class to his teacher and said, I have been praying for my bean plant. Now, the teacher was pleasantly surprised because nobody else had been praying for their bean plant. And so at science time, she had all of the students look at their beans. And they were all about the same size, depending on how far they poked them down into the soil, except for Albert's, that is. Albert's was about 3 times taller than all the rest of the bean plants. And the teacher asked her students, why is Albert's so much taller? Students weren't sure. And the teacher said, because Albert has been praying every day for his bean plant. That was a really good teaching moment for the students to learn that there are things that we can do by ourselves, and it might turn out okay. But when we ask God to come alongside of us and be a part of what we're doing, whatever we do works out much better. So today I have for each one of you guys a book with some beans. And you can go home and do your own. You're welcome, honey. You can do your own bean growing. Okay, don't take off yet though, okay? And what is the one thing you should do?
Pray.
Pray. Okay, don't take off, guys. We're going to have prayer first, okay?
Can I have two, one for them?
Make sure everybody gets one first.
Okay? Can I get two, one for them? Can I get one for them?
Okay, we've got one for her. Did everybody get one? Okay, can you stop and we will have prayer? Dear Jesus, thank you so much that you like to be a part of everything that we do. I ask that you will help these boys and girls to remember that whatever they do, you want to be included, that you will prosper them, that you will grow them, that you will help them to succeed when they walk with you. In your name, amen. Don't forget the offering and the in the chapel too.